Okay, this is the next caller. You're on the air on KLOS. What's your first name?
Hi, Frank. My name is Don.
Hi, Don. You're on the air. Thanks for your patience.
Yeah, thanks for taking my call.
Thanks for calling.
It's a pleasure to talk to you again. I wanted to talk about a couple things. First, I wanted to remind your listeners that I've set up an internet message board for your show. And I understand you look at it once in a while, don't you?
You're talking about the Impact group thing?
Yeah, on Yahoo.
Yeah, I'm not a member, so it's not like I can get in there and respond. But yeah, I look at it from time to time.
Yeah, I just if I could let your listeners know the address to that. It's www.klosimpact.com, and that will link you into the Yahoo group that we have set up there. We've got about 100 people that have joined so far. And you, as you just said, you don't have to join to read the messages. So
and for those that don't understand what it is, explain a little bit.
It's just a Yahoo group that's it's got a message board and it's got some other things like a chat room and some polls and a file area to put files. So some of the people that listen to the show get in there and have little discussions, and sometimes we get in there during the show and we get into the chat room. And we've also posted some files on there. I use the message board sometimes to echo articles that you read on the air, like, for example, the Helen Thomas article and the other article you read earlier tonight about the 100,000 casualties. I'll probably look those up and post them on the board, too, for reference.
And I don't know if it was you directly. I would suspect it was. You were kind enough to also post the E.L. Doctorow, the essay that I wrote that so many people have asked me how they can get a copy of.
Yeah, I believe I posted that on there, too, sure.
Well, I appreciate you doing all of that.
Well, you're welcome. That also is kind of a labor of love for me to manage that and keep some of the riffraff out. There's a couple of spammers that have tried to get in, but I've deleted them. But anyway, so hopefully anyone who's interested can come check that out. Again, it's klosimpact.com. Anyway, getting into the meat of the call here, you know, wow, there's so much to talk about, you know, the election and the war and how do we make sense of it all? It's really disconcerting what's been happening during the last week, in particular in Fallujah, and of course the week before with the election. I've maintained that the whole election is a rig to begin with, and the electoral system is a system that is designed to throw away votes. For example, all the millions of people in California that voted for Bush, essentially their votes don't count, don't you think?
Well, yes and no. I mean, this, the electoral argument or discussion is one that I think both sides have a lot of validity in what they say. You know, if I lived in a small state, if we went to just the popular vote, if I lived in a small state, politicians would be less apt to go to your state and the old, well, I don't feel like my vote really makes a difference. But that being said, I mean, we saw what happened the election before this most recent one, that Al Gore won the popular vote and he didn't win the election. My bigger concern is, and I don't want to, ring the bell of conspiratorial alarm. There's enough folks doing that these days. But the just the thought of, is your vote really being counted? I mean, are we seeing a ruse here? Did Bush really win this election? Did he really win the one 4 years ago? I mean, there's enough talk about what happened in Florida. Now we've got the Ohio controversy. Greg Palast has printed a lot of information that points to some areas of concern.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying there, Frank, and it's I think that there is cause for concern there, and I don't know what quite to make of this last election as far as that kind of thing goes. I mean, you cast your vote, and you just got to have faith from that point that it gets counted somewhere. But you know, I think part of the problem with this last election was that a lot of people were in a political straitjacket, and what I mean by that is, it's my understanding that a great number, some would say as many as 90% of the Democrats were against the war. And yet you've got, you know, the candidate, John Kerry, he wasn't really against the war.
Well, he was on record as saying he would add 40,000 more specially trained troops to the area and do what he can. I mean, he used a lot of interesting language. And I voted for John Kerry. It's the first time I've ever voted for a Democrat because I felt that the current administration had their 4 years. It's time for a new administration. But the argument that somehow there's not much difference between Democrats and Republicans, I think there's some truth in that.
Well, there are differences and there are things where they're the same. But on something very important like the war in Iraq, you didn't have a choice as far as those two candidates were concerned. You know, you could vote third party, but you know the majority of the Democrats have voted. You know, the thing I got was this: was that it was my understanding, although I could be wrong, I suppose, that a great number of people that voted for John Kerry were really just voting against Bush by doing that. And I understand that. And it's also my understanding, although I could be wrong too, is that a good number of people that were voting for Bush were voting for him just because he isn't Kerry. So, you know, you've got this political straitjacket that we've been put into, and you know, the media goes right along with it, and the media ignores the majority of the candidates. They only focus on two of them, and there's, you know, five or six on the California ballot.
Well, I'll get back to what Plato said that I shared at the very beginning. The penalty good men and women pay for indifference to public affairs is to be ruled by evil men. Plato was not a guy that that didn't do the work. I mean, this is one of the greatest philosophers in the history of humanity, and he understood human beings. And here we are, you're making a good point that somehow we just have these two ruling parties. And, you know, Don, I just, one of the areas that I keep thinking about more and more that I didn't think a whole lot about until recent times is the larger perspective or the perspective of the way the rest of the world looks at America. And even more to the point, our allies. I mean, most of our allies, most of our European allies, they're not too crazy about what's going on in our country. They don't. I read a story a few weeks ago that 8 out of 10 of the largest countries and allies, 8 of the 10 polled said they would not want Bush reelected. Even on the morning show, even on Mark and Brian, and I know this is kind of a haphazard poll, but they called Holiday Inns all over the world. And just the operator that answered, this was before the election, they said, would you vote for, you know, Kerry or Bush? And we called Canada, we called all over the world. And, you know, when you hit a country like Israel, no surprise, they said Bush. Saudi Arabia said Bush. Canada, the caller said absolutely Kerry. A lot of the countries said Kerry. And I just think that here we are a couple of weeks past the election. We've got a guy in office right now that thinks he has 4 more years. Hell, he's even talking about thinking he has a mandate. So I'll say it again. What are we going to do now? We still have power. We still have a choice. Or we can sit around and go, oh my gosh, it's too late, or woe is me, or it's too hard to deal with, so I'll just go belly up. History has pointed to a lot of incidents where people, certain people, had enough and they did something about it. It's an interesting time.
Certainly, and there are things we can do, and I'm a believer that it doesn't matter what you do as long as you do something, even if that's just informing yourself, reading alternative news, or even reading the newspaper for some people that don't even do that regularly. I mean, there's a lot of things that can be done. And I also believe that one of the ways we can hack in is using the Internet to create alternative media for ourselves and to start shunning away from the mainstream, which really doesn't represent us anyway.
Well, I'm employed here at a commercial radio station, and I need to take a business break here. So give out the website again for people that want to check out a lot of the work that you do.
Okay, sure. It's www.klosimpact.com.
Okay.
And thanks a lot, Frank.
Thank you, Don. You're welcome. Anytime. I appreciate it. And I'll, as I often do, I'll check out the group a few times this week. Thanks for the call.